From NPR News, it's Day to Day. We talked earlier about the trouble in the job market. Now to the continuing troubles in the housing market. The Federal Reserve says the equity Americans hold in their homes has fallen below 50% for the first time since 1945. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now to explain. And Nancy, first of all, tell us why this is significant.
Well, Anthony, this is the first time that homeowners' debt on their houses is actually higher than their equity since the Fed started tracking this data back in 1945. So let's just take a step back and talk about briefly what is equity. Well, if your house is worth $100,000, you borrow half of that or $50,000 to pay for it, your equity is 50%. But if the value of your house falls, your equity falls too. And people had plenty of equity in their houses when home prices were doubling every couple of years. But now prices are just plummeting and that equity is disappearing.
So how does this affect the way people think about investing in real estate?
It changes it a lot. Real estate is not the bargain that it once was. I mean, people paid a lot for their homes at the height of the housing bubble. They didn't have to put much money down to get gigantic loans. Housing prices have come back to earth. People are stuck with these huge loans that are more than their houses are worth. And, Anthony, you may remember people took out extra loans using their houses as piggy banks, and they took loans out on their equity.
So if this is happening, how does this affect what people are going to be doing going forward?
Well, people who owe more than their houses are worth are said to be upside down. So they may be walking away from their mortgages. A lot of them are going to be cutting back on spending, and that'll slow the economy down even more. I spoke about this with Moody's.com chief economist Mark Zandi, and he says a pretty big chunk of homeowners are now upside down.
We're estimating that almost 9 million homeowners will be upside down as of March of this year. 9 million homeowners, to give you context, that's about 10% of all homeowners.
So, Nancy, if people are upside down, as you say, can they still keep paying their mortgages?
Not necessarily, especially if they have a sudden or unexpected expense. Now, Jay Brinkman is vice president of research and economics for the Mortgage Bankers Association, and he says if people have an unexpected expense, maybe they get sick, they lose their job, they're a lot more likely to walk.
And they look at how difficult it would be to get back in, to get current with the payments, and say, you know, really, we don't have anything at risk here. We didn't put that much down. Prices have fallen, and they decide to walk.
If more people walk away from their mortgages, they're going to be even more foreclosures.
Okay, thanks, Nancy. Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.